Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. I believe that God wants to speak into your life, and I'm proud of you for taking time out of your schedule for God to do that. My name is Dustin Stradley. I'm the pastor of Elevation Church in Roanoke, Virginia. So all the way from the United States to Indonesia, I am praising God for you. I love what God is doing through this church, IC Medan. I got to meet the incredible pastors here. Okay, hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. I believe that God wants to speak an encouraging word into your life. My name is Dustin Stradley. I'm the pastor of Elevation Church in Roanoke, Virginia. So all the way from the United States to Indonesia, I am praising God for you. So why don't you post in the chat below where you're tuning in from? Are you watching this sermon while you're sitting on the couch in your living room? Are you in the kitchen making breakfast? Maybe you're listening to it while you're at the gym today. Let us know where you are. I believe that God is going to speak to you wherever you are. And I am so encouraged about what's happening through this ministry, IC Medan. I got to meet your incredible pastors, Pastor Chris and Carrie, last year. I was traveling through Singapore and Malaysia, and Indonesia was one of my favorite stops last year, primarily because of what God is doing at IC Medan. Pastor Chris and Carrie invited me into their home. We ate more food than you can imagine, all kinds of pita bread and desserts, and had such a great time. And I just will forever be grateful for their generosity, their kindness, their love for Jesus, their love for their family, their love for people. I was so inspired by that. And it's been such an honor to develop a friendship with them over the past year. I get the honor and privilege of serving under Pastor Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church in the United States. And he is my leader, he is my mentor, he is my boss, he is my pastor. And I believe that gratitude is never silent. So I want to thank God for my pastor. I'm thanking God for your pastors. And I believe that you should do the same. Send your pastors, Pastor Chris and Carrie, an encouraging message. Let them know that you're praying for them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're thankful for them. They are incredible pastors, leaders, and human beings. And you are in the best hands. You've got some fantastic leadership in this ministry. So whether you have been a part of IC Medan for a number of years, or maybe this is the first time that you've clicked on a link, and if that's you, I'm proud of you for taking time out of your schedule to see what God wants to speak into your life. I got to know many of you last year, but let's get to know each other real quick before I dive in to the Word of God. How many of you are coffee drinkers? Put it in the chat below. What about tea drinkers? What about neither? Coffee, tea, water, post it in the chat, let me know. I went to a local coffee shop when I was in Jakarta last year. And let me tell you, I have not found any coffee quite like it. It was fantastic. But my favorite coffee shop in most places, and I know it's a little cliche, is Starbucks. It's predictable, it's convenient, I travel a lot. In fact, I have a Starbucks sitting right over there that I'm going to drink as soon as I'm done sharing this message that God gave me. My favorite drink at Starbucks, I don't know if you've had it, it's called a nitro cold brew. When I came to Jakarta, none of the Starbucks had nitro cold brew. But I'm excited because I've been researching a lot in 2020. Since we've been in quarantine and we can't really get out much, I've been doing some research. And I searched, does Indonesia have Starbucks nitro cold brew yet? And in three different cities across 13 stores, you have nitro cold brew. And I'm thankful for that. I think that warrants me traveling back to spend time with you guys and maybe we can sit down, have a coffee, a cold brew, and get to know each other a little bit. Something else you need to know about me, beyond my favorite Starbucks beverage, is my wife, Maddie, who's absolutely amazing. We have been married for 879 days, 14 hours, 22 minutes, 16 seconds. But who's counting? I'm gonna be real. It's been the best 879 days of my life. Now, we're not perfect. We have our own struggles like everyone else, but she's amazing, and I'm gonna talk more about her in a moment. Final thing that I wanted to share with you. This is my favorite hat. I don't know if you can see it, but if you look real close at the very bottom, it says, I see Maidan. You guys gave me this hat last year. How I can prove to you that it's my favorite hat, there is a hole in this hat because I have worn this hat almost every day. You can ask my friend Steven. He's got the same hat, and when we came to visit you guys, we have both worn this hat nearly every single day since we left Jakarta. The bill doesn't bend properly. It's broken. It's sweaty. And I absolutely love it. And every time I wear it, it makes me think of you guys and just gives gratitude in my heart for you and what's happening in your community. So I have the honor of preaching the Word of God today when Pastor Chris reached out and said, hey, Dustin, we're about to launch this series called The Cast of Christmas. Will you? I said, yes. Whatever it is, yes. Like, you guys are such an inspiration to me. I'm willing to do whatever I can to pour back in to you. So he said, okay, great. I want you to preach on one of the characters from the Christmas story. And God put it on my heart that I needed to preach about Joseph, which has been a challenge because there's not much in the Bible about Joseph. But I believe that if you lean in today, if you take some notes, if you don't just hear the Word of God, but you do the Word of God, you're going to find yourself in similar seasons. If not already, you will, as Joseph, and God's going to want to encourage you. So turn in your Bible, if you have one, to Matthew 1, starting with verse 18. I'm going to read through verse 25. If you don't have a Bible, you can write this down. You can look back at it later today. But it said, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before this marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. She became pregnant while she was a virgin. Okay. That doesn't add up. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Joseph, starting in verse 19, to whom she was engaged, he was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, he's staring at this situation that doesn't make sense. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And some of you needed to hear that today, that God is with you on your best days, on your worst days, in your most confusing moments, that God is with you and he is for you. The Bible says that God never left you He will never forsake you. And no matter what you do, he is fighting your battles with you. And when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. If I had to give this short message a title today, I would probably call it this. This doesn't make sense. Post it in the comments below. This doesn't make sense. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. God, thank you for how you're going to speak through your word today to encourage those who are listening in right now. They may have just come out of the worst week of their life, or maybe they just came out of the best week of their life. But I believe that you have something specific in store for them if they will open their heart and their mind to you right now for the season they are in. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody said in the comments, amen, amen, amen. I'm learning more and more in life that some things just don't make sense. When I saw my wife, Maddie, coming down the aisle, July 6, 2018, her beauty, her grace, her kindness, I mean, to me, she's a perfect angel. I'm just saying. And I begin to immediately think about all of my dysfunction, my bad habits, how loudly I snore at night. It's pretty intense. She didn't know that yet, but she was about to find out. That I lose my keys and my wallet at least twice a day. That sometimes I wake up super early in the morning with so much energy that I can be a little bit obnoxious. That I can leave things out on the kitchen counter. That I can be a little bit forgetful sometimes. And the list goes on and on and on and on, if we're just being real. So to see this woman of God coming down the aisle saying, "I still want to marry you," I thought to myself, this doesn't make sense. But hallelujah, praise God, that she wanted to marry me anyway. Or something else that didn't make sense to me. When I came to Jakarta and I was staying in a hotel room, I went to pay for the hotel for one night. That one hotel room for one night cost 1.4 juta rupiah. 1,400,000. That's a big number. In the United States, that is $1.4 million. I could buy a hotel for $1.4 million. I could buy multiple cars. I could buy houses. I could retire. That's a lot of money. But that was the cost for one night in one hotel room in Indonesia. The currency, or the conversion of money to me from the outside, didn't make sense. 2020. I know that we're on different parts of the world, but we're all facing the same global pandemic. So much of this year doesn't make sense. None of us would have been able to guess that we'd be in this situation, looking at a pandemic where people are getting sick and there's so much fear and anxiety and financial turmoil. It's affecting your job. It's affecting your mental health. It's affecting your family. It's affecting more people than others. It's affecting your kids with online schooling there's just so much confusion. Do we wear a mask all the time? Does the mask work? There's so many questions about how to deal with this pandemic, and so much of it, especially when you don't know what to believe, this news source or this media source, or what do I do? This doesn't make sense. That's exactly where Joseph is in this passage. It's easy to listen to the Christmas story and think of this beautiful baby Jesus and this manger scene and sing songs about this holy night. But let's take a moment to put ourselves in the shoes of Joseph. 21st century, let's say that you are engaged to a woman and you find out that she's pregnant. You didn't have sex with her. And the way this whole thing works, that means somebody did. And now she's got a baby, but it's not your baby. Can you imagine the confusion that Joseph must have experienced? The hurt, the pain, the loneliness. Who is Joseph going to talk to about this? Nobody had experienced being pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, no one would understand. They would say, Joseph, that doesn't make sense. You're crazy. He would be looked down upon. He might have been made fun of. If it wasn't bad enough, I'm sure he was insecure already that his wife-to-be, whom he was waiting to have sex with after they got married so they could have their own babies, she's pregnant already. It must have been a lonely situation. Didn't make a lot of sense. And some of you are looking at a situation right now that doesn't make sense. You're confused. You're hurt. How could they talk to you that way? How could they talk about you behind your back, even though you've been so loyal to them? You've been working so hard at your job, and everyone else around you is getting praised, even though some of them lack integrity. Yet you're quiet about it, and you continue to do what you need to do, but you're confused. Why are they getting credit? Why did they get the promotion? Why did our family go through this situation? It doesn't make sense. In fact, Joseph, in verse 19, it says, Joseph, to whom Mary was engaged to, he was a righteous man, and he did not want to disgrace her or dishonor her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. According to the law, Joseph could have publicly told everyone that she had committed adultery. Not only would she be judged, but she could have been stoned to death. But Joseph decided, I'm going to leave her quietly, even though this doesn't make sense, even though this hurts, even though I'm confused. I'm going to respect her and how this process will unfold. Are you willing to respect and honor others, even when it doesn't make sense? I know your mom broke trust with you 10 years ago. She lied to you about some things, and you still have some bitterness in your heart. You're trying to find forgiveness. But can you love her anyway? Can you find forgiveness in your heart through the grace of God? Are you willing to honor and respect her, even though it doesn't make sense? I know that your friend mistreated you. I know that everyone has a loud opinion on Facebook, and they're saying some really hurtful things that maybe you disagree with. Can you love and honor the people around you, even when you have different beliefs, even when you disagree? It made me think of Romans 12:10. It said, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Joseph, I can only imagine how hurt he must have been. But Joseph said, above me, I'm going to honor her by not publicly shaming her. And that challenged me because it's so easy for me, and maybe you struggle with this too, to be offended by the smallest thing. But God's called us to love one another, to honor one another, to respect one another, even when it doesn't make sense. Joseph, in verse 20, was considering, what should I do? Should I leave her quietly? How do I process this? It doesn't say, but I wonder if he had thoughts. Should I raise this child? Or is the other guy going to step in and help raise this child? Do I let her suffer the consequences and just be a single mom and figure this out on her own because she made some bad decisions? I'm sure he had plenty of negative assumptions because our mind can go to negative places when we are hurt, when we are lonely, when things don't make sense. But as he was considering what to do, it said an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. It said, don't be afraid to take her as your wife. This is God's work. The child within her was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Are you willing to say yes to God, even when it doesn't make sense? Are you willing to pick up your phone right after you listen to this message, call your father, and finally forgive him? Because that's what God's called you to do, even when it doesn't make sense. Are you willing to walk in integrity and not compromise your values that God has given you, even when everyone else around you is, even when it doesn't make sense? Are you willing to walk in obedience with God and say, God, I'll go where you called me to go. I'll do what you called me to do. I'll love, I'll pray, I'll serve. God, it doesn't make sense right now. I'm hurt, I'm confused, but I'll say yes to you. And I found it very interesting in verse 20. Joseph, as he was contemplating what to do, it said that an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Now, on the surface, yes, we know the story. Yes, the angel of the Lord came to him and told him what to do, and he woke up and he said yes. And reality is, first off, delayed obedience is disobedience. Joseph did not hesitate. He said yes immediately. And some of you have some things right now that you know you need to do. And my prayer for you is that you'll take that step immediately today. Maybe it's trusting God with your finances. Maybe it's even though your child has run so far away from God and your child wants to have nothing to do with you, that you'll pursue them and you'll love them through their pain and you'll walk alongside them in their pain. Joseph gave an immediate yes to God. But I found it interesting that in his loneliest moment, that an angel of the Lord showed up to him. You and I, we don't deserve the love of God. 11 years ago, I was in my loneliest place. And I've had some lonely moments in my life, but this was a dark, dark place. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol for over 8 years of my life. And I went to jail multiple times and I made some really horrible decisions in my life. I made those decisions. I'm not blaming anyone for those decisions. And I woke up in July of 2009 in a jail cell. And I had all of these thoughts in my lonely moment. I said, this doesn't make sense. I want to stop drinking alcohol, but I don't know how. I keep making bad decisions and I don't want to make them, but I can't stop. And yes, I'm hurting on the inside. And yes, I have anxiety and There's so many things that just don't add up, but I don't know what to do. And it was in that moment that I had a friend reach out to me as soon as I got out of jail. His name's Brett. And he said, "Hey, I'm bringing you to church." I said, "I don't want to go to church. I don't like church and I don't like Christians. And I don't think God could love someone like me anyway." He said, "Well, I'm going to bring you to church anyway." And it was the first time that I tangibly felt the love of God in my life. I was shown that God loves me exactly like I am, regardless of the decision I made the night before, or the decisions I made 10 years ago, or the thoughts in my head, that God loves me and He loves you unconditionally. And that broke me. How could God love someone like me? After everything I did, after everything I said, there's no way that God can love someone like me. But in my most confusing, hurtful, painful, lonely moment, just like the angel of the Lord showed up to Joseph, God showed up to me. And He said, "Dustin, I never left you. I'm right here, arms wide open. Come here. You are my child. And I love you, and nothing will change that." And that's what God's telling you today. Right now, wherever you are, God has come to you. You can't earn the love of God. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, some of you are so logical and you try to connect all of the dots. Wait a second, but what about this and that thing I did and said and these? God loves you exactly like you are. The angel showing up to Joseph was really a glimpse of the Christmas story in its entirety. God showed up in this world in the form of Jesus to walk on this earth. That didn't make sense. For God to step out of the comfort of heaven in the form of His one and only Son, Jesus, and then later in life, for Jesus to die on a cross willingly for you and I and our sin, to sacrifice His life so that we could find freedom. That doesn't make sense. But will you receive the love of God anyway, even when it doesn't make sense? Will you open your heart to the grace and love of God, even when it doesn't make sense? And I believe that the love of God is here for you right now. It's present and available and accessible to you right now. And some of you have been walking with God for your entire life or as long as you can remember. Some of you are afraid to have a relationship with God because of what people will think of you. And I get it. It can be difficult. But God sent His one and only Son into this world. That's the Christmas story, that Jesus, maybe He came as a baby, but He came as the Savior of all humanity. And all of your dysfunction and all of your sin and all of your hurt, God has already redeemed it. And He loves you exactly like you are, and He wants to have a relationship with you. And I want to give you an opportunity right now, wherever you are. And even if you've been walking with God your whole life, you still need the love of God every single day. You need the grace of God every single day. He's not mad at you. He loves you. Your Heavenly Father wants to have intimate relationship with you every single moment. But for some of you, you've never taken that step to say yes to God and receive that love that He has already brought to you. So if you'll bow your head and close your eyes, wherever you are, you can say this prayer with me out loud, or you can say it in your heart. But I want to give you an opportunity to place your faith in Jesus Christ. So repeat after me. Say, "Heavenly Father, I come to You, a sinner in need of a Savior. Thank You, Jesus, for coming into this world and dying on a cross for my sin. I believe that God raised You from the dead, that I've been set free, and I accept Your mercy, and I embrace Your grace, and I'm choosing today to follow You for the rest of my life." In Jesus' name, If you just said that prayer for the first time to accept Jesus into your heart, or maybe you're coming back to God today to receive that love that he has brought to you, I want to celebrate you right now. I am so proud of you. God loves you unconditionally. Post it in the comments below or send a message over to IC Maidon and let them know that you are receiving that love that God has brought you. I'm so inspired by the story of Jesus. It's not really a story about Joseph, but God uses people like Joseph to help you and I to see how we can have a part in the story, and that Jesus came to love us for who we are, to set us free from our sin, to give us a greater life that glorifies God. And I believe that's exactly what he wants for you. And that's why I love the mission of this church. Pastor Chris and Carrie take the word of God and help you to apply it to your life, to help you to discover your purpose, to help you find freedom, to help you make a difference in someone else's life. God loves you unconditionally, and I'm praying for you. I believe God has great things in store for you, and I just want to celebrate all of you today for taking steps of faith and obedience. God bless you.